Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. We thank you for tuning in to our show today. Today we will be talking about a miracle-working God. We're hoping that we have a few calls to call in today. I have no special guests, just me, myself, and I. And we plan on having a good time talking about how God works miracles. Now, I want to first welcome all of my listeners. It says we have had an exciting run of shows. We have had Is Your Service to God or Yourself? We have had Cheating in the Next Room yesterday. We had a couple of callers to call in and accompany me on the subject. We talked about sexting, texting. We talked about spouses on the internet in the next room. We're talking about how spouses get off the phone quick, fast, and in a hurry when you enter the room. How do you know when they're cheating? We've hit on a lot of different subjects, but I want to first start off by letting you know we're gonna be talking about a miracle working God on today. I'd like to give special thanks to all of my callers that have called in. Times before, we had Ronald Jackson, which is my husband. He called in and talked about different subjects with us, why people tell lies and, you know, why people don't tell the truth. You know, just different things that he called in and spoke on. He gave me a shout-out. So we want to let him know that we sent out a thanks to him over the airwaves. We also had Sister Patricia Williams. She called in on yesterday. She also called in on, Is Your Service to God or to Yourself? And we was talking about panhandling. Are you panhandling God? So we want you to know that we're going to be doing a show on that as well. We also had Pastor St. Mary to call in. She calls in almost every day, and she gives us a nugget. We call it a nugget of wisdom. And she's a very awesome woman of God, so we thank God for her calling in. And if you would like to, if you have a question for her, you would like to ask her anything, me, Sister Patricia, you know, you can email me. You can email me at pastorj.jackson@live.com, and we'll read your email on the air. Or I will just answer your question, however you want it answered. Whatever questions that you have, no matter what it is pertaining to, we will ask you to keep it clean, because we do have a certain amount of listeners that are maybe underage. Now, I also want to give a shout out to my brother Billy Cook. Billy Cook is an R&B superstar in not only in our the town that we live in, which is Houston, Texas, the city that we live in, but he's also known around the world. And right now he's on a tour. He's making his rounds. He's on a tour, and we have we're going to be having a segment where we keep up with him. It's going to be called
Where is Billy?
So I want to let you know we're going to be keeping up with him. And when you hear that,
Where is Billy?
We're about to tell you where Billy Cook is. Look forward to more of that in our show. Now, we want to talk about today. We want to talk about today, miracle working God. God works miracles in our lives and in a lot of different ways. Some people have stories that are just out of this world. You just wouldn't believe it would happen. Some people have been given up to die, and God came in and he intervened on their behalf. The doctors were awesome and did. Because sometimes you have the doctors that give up and tell you they send you home and say, that's the end of that, you know. Talk to, you know, spend as much time with your family, you know, because you only have so many days to live, so many weeks to live, maybe a year to live. And you go home and you don't accept that prognosis, and you end up going to church. You go to church, you pray, and the saints of God believe for you a miracle. So we thank God for those that believe God for their supernatural. And you have to believe God and have faith in God for the supernatural. A lot of us are going through things today that we really need God to show up and, like my pastor says, show out in our lives. We honestly need a miracle. So what do? I'm taken back to the story in the Bible where Jesus healed the blind man. And his disciples said to him, what sin did his parents commit that caused him to be blind, because he was blind from birth? And Jesus told his disciples, he said he didn't commit a sin. His parents didn't commit a sin. I healed him for the sake of the gospel. I healed him so that you would understand, so that he could go and tell the people. Jesus did this. This was a work of the Messiah, you know. And so oftentimes when we are going through some hard things in our lives, the first thing people want to say is, she's going through that because she ain't living right. He's going through that because he ain't living right. He's suffering, or that illness is on his body. And it is a cruel thing to hear the saints of God say, or people in the world, because this is not just a spiritual thing when people are going through hard times. Sometimes you are going through hard times just because of different situations that are just happening in the economy, or happening in around you, or just, it's just happening that way. And so many times people get lost and they say, well, this is happening to me because I was horrible when I was coming up, or I did some things to some people. And they go out and they try to go on let me save this person, let me help this person, because maybe if I help this person, maybe then this situation won't be so bad on me, or maybe God will allow me to be set free from this situation. So not all the time is it because of your past sins. Sometimes God just want to use you to work a miracle, or use you to prove to somebody that he can bring them out as well, you know. And we want to keep that in mind. And so today, that's what we will be talking about. We're gonna have our Pastor St. Mary. She's gonna be talking and speaking on this subject with me as well today. And She's going to be on there shortly. And so we want to listen today, and we really want to take some nuggets with us today. Not every time that we are going through is it because of our past sins. It could be because our future has such a brighter outlook to some things in our life have to be removed. Could you imagine a child, like I said in one of my former broadcasts, I said that I had to go through the fire in order to understand that it burns. I had to go through the fire. See, you know, people say, well, why you had to go through it? Because some people, like they say, some people, they have to hit their head. They have to hit that brick wall before they learn. And a lot of times in my life, I had to hit that brick wall. I was stubborn. I was hard-headed, and I had a lot of pains going on inside me, and I felt like nobody understood. And then I also had this complex of trying to make my father proud. I didn't want to, when they called, said I was doing something stupid, you know, that hurt me, you know. So I got to prove to them that I'm not stupid, and then it caused an endless cycle. But today, yes, we want to talk about our miracle-working God. Hello, Pastor St. Mary.
Hello, Pastor Jackson. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm so happy that you are joining us today.
Oh, yes. I'm so happy to be on air with you once again.
Yes. I want to first, before we start on our miracle-working God, I would like for you to, we got some upcoming events at our church, and I would like for you to kind of do a quick little promotion for that.
Okay, what we have coming up is our Easter Sunday celebration, Easter Sunday, which will be on Sunday. Just come out if you all will. We're on Pastor Guidry. Ricky Guidry is our pastor.
Amen.
Here in Houston, Texas, a humble man of God. And the address is 4513 Teton Avenue, that's Houston, Texas. Come on, we also have a crusade that's coming up in July. Thank God. We're asking everybody to come out as well and support us in that endeavor.
Okay. We also, the crusade, just real quick, I want to explain what a crusade is. A crusade is not like a revival. A crusade is, it's like you have a set goal, you have a set purpose, and you are pursuing it. And the name of our crusade is Heal the Land Crusade. And in Heal the Land Crusades, our main purpose is to win souls for Christ. Our main purpose is to win souls for Christ. Not just win souls for Christ, but to let them know that God can heal them where they hurt, right where they are. You know, a lot of times we want the people to come to us. We want the people to come to us. But we have to let them know and not be what you call greedy. Because some of the people that we may minister to may attend another church. So the crusade is about healing. It's about healing your land, whether it be your finances, whether it be your family, whatever it is, your workplace, whatever it is. In that crusade, we are crusading to win souls to Christ and also to heal the land. Amen. So we want to continue to, we're going to continue to let you know when that is coming up. Like Pastor St. Mary, she read the address for the church. The crusade is going to be in July. We got some other awesome things happening, like the health fair and we have our women's ministry that's about to come forth, and some other exciting things. So be listening, tuning in, so you know what we're doing here in Houston, Texas. And if you have an email, if you want to email me, you want to ask any questions, my email is PastorJ.Jackson@live.com. Email me, and we might even read your email on the air. Hello, Sister Patricia.
Hello, Pastor Jackson. How did you know I was on the air?
I heard you
in today.
Right,
I was still doing some things here at work, so I was just tuning
in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm glad to be listening.
All
I'm here. I got an ear.
All right now. I like that. Like I said again, we have a fantastic show for you this evening. We're going to be talking about our miracle working God. I'll start off with a little testimony of mine. Just recently in February, I was heading home. I had just gotten married, and I was heading home that following Tuesday. Sunday, I got married. Monday was my birthday, and Tuesday, I was in a car wreck. And I had prayed for that little bitty car. I had prayed, Lord, bless me with a car, bless me with a vehicle. And God blessed me with that little car, and I was just moseying down the boulevard. And before I knew it, a lady turned out in front of me. And I couldn't stop. It wasn't enough time to brake or anything. And the Holy Spirit said to me, pull your legs up. And when I pulled my legs up, I pulled them up close to the seat. And I don't remember anything. I must have turned my face. But when I came to, the car was smoking. And God said, open that door. When I opened the door, I couldn't move. I opened the door and I just fell to the ground. And so when I guess I had passed out again, when I came to, it was a lady standing over me. She was standing over me. She said, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. You are just fine. You don't worry about anything. But in actuality, I was bleeding from my ear, and the whole side of my face was swollen. We didn't know what was happening on that side. But I knew, the only thing I did know was I was in a car wreck. And the rain was coming down and everything. So it was wet outside. But to make a long story short, I had, when I got to the emergency room and everything, I said, glory be to God, because the only thing that was, they had, did a CAT scan, and the only thing that was happening with me, I had a scar behind my ear, and nothing was broken. But if I had left my legs straight out in that car, they would have been broken. And I just thank God for the Holy Spirit, because so many times we hear that voice speak to us, but we will not react to it. We just think we, you know. But right then, right at that moment, the Holy Spirit said, pull your legs in. And when I pulled my legs in, that's when the impact happened. The airbag came out, and you know, and it cut me up. You know, it hit me pretty bad. My face was swollen for weeks. But I thank God that my legs were not broken. You know, no broken bones. I thank God for that. So that's one of the things, one of my miracles. And I'm going to ask Pastor St. Mary, do you have one that you can share with us today?
Yes, matter of fact, I do, Pastor Jackson. I was in a car wreck maybe a couple of years ago. And we were going along fine along the street, going down the boulevard. And so happened as we were going along, we were sightseeing. And a young female driver came out of her lane and swerved into us, and I could see her out of my peripheral vision. She was coming toward us, and as I saw her, I told my fiance that she was coming, and as she was coming, I screamed Jesus, and something about the name of Jesus when you scream it. In the atmosphere,
yes.
Things gonna happen. So, yes. So she's pointed in our lane and
hello.
She's pointed into our lane and before you knew it, she hit the truck. We was in a small S10, and Pastor Jackson, you know my size. In that S10, so a little small S10, and it came over in our lane, and I hollered Jesus, and then she hit us. But when she hit us, her car went in between two pine trees. Mind you, the two pine trees were side by side one another. She went between the two pine trees, and she stopped in the house, at the house front door. She didn't go inside the house. Her car stopped in front of the front door. Praise God. And the officer came. And the officer came out, and he looked at the vehicle. He looked at her vehicle and looked at our vehicle. He said, "Now wait a minute. What happened? Because her car is torn up in the back, and y'all just have a scratch, and the light just knocked off the front of your car. What happened?" But praise God, God put an angel in front of our car, and an angel got in her between two pine trees and stopped her at the front door. Praise God. That's the miracle working power of God. When we call upon Jesus, as we call upon the name of Jesus, there's something bound to happen. So we didn't have broken legs. We didn't have no injuries. We didn't have no cuts or bruises or anything.
Yeah.
Of that nature. But praise God, the lady in the other car, she was just fine. There's nothing happened. But God, when we call upon the name of Jesus, there's something bound to happen when we call upon His name.
Yeah. Amen.
So I'm
Amen.
Here today. I'm
Amen.
Here today.
Well, this is My Gospel Soul, and today we are talking about our miracle-working God. And if you got a comment and you didn't get to call in, you can email me at pastorj.jackson@live.com, and we'll read it over there, and we'll address it right then. Sister Patricia, are you with us?
Yes, I'm still here. And, you know, I would be remiss if I don't tell y'all about my miracle. It happened a long time ago. It was an amazing miracle. I was kidnapped and taken from my home when I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
And my sister had married this man. She had only known him 3 months. And she felt she had to get married because she was pregnant. But she didn't know very much about him, and he was a pedophile. And he had been molesting me for like 6 months, not penetrating me, but fondling me and things of that nature. And he had told me he was going to kill everybody in my family, especially my sister and the kids. And I wouldn't tell anyone, but my mom was a Christian woman, always had been, and she was very protective. She knew something was wrong with me because I told Kane, and this was before the kidnapping. Well, he had set it up, and he executed it. It was in the summertime. My brothers was at work, and my sister and my mom worked together. They were at work, and I kept her kids and my two younger sisters, and they had spent the night down in my mom's house, and when I woke up there, he was standing over me. But to make a long story short, he was choking me, and he pulled a gun on me. And he told me that if I didn't come go with him, the first person that walked through the back, he would shoot them. And I knew that how they were coming, my nieces and nephews, my sister that was 8-pack, and my baby sister. And they were coming to look for me for breakfast. So I went with him, and he took me all the way to Arizona. And that's where he raped me there. And I was 11, and I was hemorrhaging badly. And I had been raised in the church, and all I knew to say was, "Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. You said you would help me. You would never leave me. Help me, Jesus." Because he was surely going to kill me. But some kind of way, he took me to this bus station, Conlon bus station. He made me call my mom and tell her that he had picked up a Hispanic man, and he put a gun to his head and made him drive. Well, my mother was smart, and I broke down in the middle of the lie. And she told me to give the phone back to him, and she told him that she would get him some money. He was out of money, that she would just need to call her brother, and she would wire the money, and he could put me on the bus and send me home. Well, my mom had already been in touch with the FBI and everything, and they came to the bus station. I was sitting on the bench at the bus station just wondering. You know, all I could say was, "Help me, Jesus." I thought I would never see my family again. And when I looked up, well, I was looking down, and I had my eyes closed. I was screaming. When I opened my eyes, I saw a sea of motorcycle boots, and these were all SWAT men in helmets and the boot. And one kneeled down next to me, and he said, "Are you Patricia Haddon?" And I just shook my head, "Yes." And he swooped me up in his arms, and I said, "Well, what about him?" He said, "Don't you worry about him. We're going to take very good care of him." Mm-hmm. And they got me, and they took me to the hospital, and then they took me to the jail. That was the only place that they could keep me until my parents got there. It took them about 24 hours to get there. But if I tell you, that was I could never tell you the feeling that came over me, because I knew then at 11 years old that God will take care of you. All you have to do is call on his name. All I could say was, "Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus." Mm-hmm. And I was hemorrhaging, you know, I blackened in and out. And if I tell you, God, he saved me. He sure did, because statistics show that 1 in every 10 young girls that are kidnapped and molested, that they don't live to tell it. You know, so I was a blessing, because my mother said, even though her faith was strong, she would pray, "God, if he's going to kill her, let her kill her quick. Don't let him make her suffer," you know. She just didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. And they said I would never have kids. And God blessed me with one child. I have one daughter, but I raised two other ones, my husband's children. He was a widower, and he had two kids, and they are mine. So he said the doctor said I would never have children, but I did. And that's another miracle. And they all said that I would have everlasting repercussions, even though I went through some things, especially in my teenage years. I was promiscuous. I was wild. I experimented with drugs because I had a hurt that I didn't know how to put anything on it, how to heal it. But I didn't know that I couldn't heal it, that God had to heal it for me. And one day he took me in and he healed me. And he saved me, you know. And I can tell you, I don't care what the devil throw at me, he will not make me turn my back on God. I don't care what he says, because he's done too much for me from an early age, from a very early age. And not only that, he saved my daughter from a life in the penitentiary. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, she is free and walking around here today because of her disobedience. She in the wrong place at the wrong time. In the car with her friend was here from out of town, and she was like a go-between for a drug deal and making money. I knew she wasn't making $8 an hour. She couldn't be living like that. And I told her, I said, "Baby, God is not pleased with this, and it's easy money. go through your hands like water. I say it has repercussions. It has its exact payment. And anyway, to make a long story short, I was on my knees day and night for her. And this particular night, I was praying so hard till I think I fell asleep on my knees. But anyway, the guy, her friend, had bought two friends with him, and he had $1,000 on him. The friend, after my daughter said she couldn't go through with the deal because something was just heavy on her, the guy that her friend bought shot him in the head with a .357 Magnum. Blood and brain was all over her, and he made her drive, turned the gun on her. He didn't know where he was. He was from out of town. But once he would have got to 59 Freeway, he wasn't going to do nothing but shoot her and push her out of the car. But anyway, they had charged her with accessory to capital murder. And if I tell you, nobody, when people say they trust and independent on God, are they really trusting and depending on God? At this point, I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't do nothing. It was all God. But baby, if I tell you, after 6 months, she was released with no charges.
Amen.
With no charges. You tell me what God can't do. He'll turn that life around. And now she's sold out for Christ. She is for Christ.
Yeah. I love when the show takes this turn. See, because when, and Sister Patricia, as well as Pastor St. Mary, I want both of y'all to answer this, because Sister Patricia to answer this first, or just this is a statement. Okay, well, it's a question. I would like, because when people are listening, we have a responsibility to help somebody. Now, if you were to help somebody whose child is out there just going crazy, how would you help? Like you said, you know, they have to keep trusting in God. But while they're trusting in God, what do they need to be doing?
What they need to do is to fellowship with like-minded believers. And if they have a family support system, they need to lean and depend on their family at that point. And then to enlist the prayers of the righteous, not just anybody, because, you know, you don't want anybody just praying for you but the righteous, okay?
Amen.
You ain't going to? But, you know, and then to get into the Word, to, you know, because they're going to need that Word, and just...
Yeah.
Call upon his name. They have to call upon the name of Jesus. There's power in their name. If they call upon Jesus' name, he's going to hear them, and he's going to send somebody to help comfort them. But they have to be able to build a support system around them, you know?
That's right.
And that's what I would, the first thing I would tell them is just, you know, you have to be girded up with like-minded believers. And even if they're not believers, what they need to do, they need to find somebody they know that is a believer, and to enlist them, to help them pray for their child, and to teach them how to pray for their child. And in that, they'll find God. They'll find it.
Pastor St. Mary?
Yes.
What would you know, someone is going through children out of control, and they're right on the edge, about to lose faith. I said, when you have a parent, how would you encourage a parent that's about to lose hope?
I can't hear you, Pastor Jack.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I said, what nugget? We in the nugget segment.
Uh-huh.
Because we're right at the time in the show where we go into the nugget, where we're giving out wisdom, where we're giving out what to do now. See, because when we are addressing things, it's very important to not just talk about it. It's about, we got to give a solution. We got to give some kind of help. You know, so like Sister Patricia was saying, you know, get in your word. Get with a group of believers, you know, that believe what you believe. Because, you know, and I like that, what she said, because so oftentimes we drift. We drift away from the fold. We set ourselves apart and close our front door, you know, and segregate ourselves from
we
from
isolate
people.
Ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's
there you
isolate.
Go.
Totally
isolate
ourselves. Mm-hmm.
And that's not good. It's so many things that's coupled with that. But Pastor St. Mary, go ahead and what would you say? I mean, just to put the icing on it, because that's the cake right there. Just to put some icing on it.
Yeah. I just want to say to the parents that are dealing with, because sometimes our children, they get to a point in life to where they are may consider themselves grown, and they consider themselves grown, then they begin to do things that's not good for them. They either run away with somebody, and we don't know where they are, or something like that. But I encourage parents to still to pray for their children. I encourage parents to pray and cover their children, cover their grandchildren. Stay before the throne of grace, because when you stay before the throne of grace and continue to pray, one thing I found out is that when you put your hands and call upon the name of Jesus, he will get in your business and listen to your children, listen to your grandchildren. Sometimes children, they want to talk to us, but we don't have time, and we have to make time. We have to stop what we're doing. We may have to take off work early, or we may just have to sit down for a minute and stop what we're doing and listen to what our children is saying.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, I like that. I like that. And we were talking about earlier about heal the land.
Yes.
It's a healing that's needed. I know that the world is going through a recession, and people of God, we already know what we're
mm-hmm.
going through. And we know that we lean not to our own understanding, but we trust in God. We put our all in God. And we, you know, we trust in God completely. And this scripture always gets me. That's why God led me to have this scripture as a basis for Heal the Land Crusades. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek
yes.
my face
yes.
and
yes.
turn from their wicked ways. It say then. See, we want the part after the then before, you know, but we got to do some things. It's some things that we have. Yeah, we can trust him, but he said you got to humble yourself. Because a lot of times when we are saying we believe God, we trust God, and all of these different things, we really are still moving in our own self. We are still going to do what we're going to do because we're big and bad enough to do it. We are still saying stuff that are of a worldly nature. We are still reacting of a worldly, you know, out of our flesh. But it says you got to humble yourself, humble ourselves, and pray and seek his face. I tell people all the time, we want to seek his hand. What can you give me? What can you do for me? No, it says seek his face. I said, and the way God pointed it out to me, he said, my nose is on my face, my ears are on my face. What would I say? You know? Are the things that you're doing a sweet smelling savor? I say that a lot. Or what you hearing, the conversation you having, and the people that's pouring into your ear, are they saying the things that are going to be productive? Are they saying things that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Pastor Jackson, but you are so right. And I love the way Pastor St. Mary said it. You know, God, if you on your face before the Lord, for your children and for your grandchildren. God will get in their business. He surely will, baby. He'll turn it upside down. And just like you said, you know, we just want God for instant gratification. Mm-hmm. We don't want for the long haul. We want that instant gratification. Mm-hmm. Right now, gimme, gimme, I want this right now. Instead of giving, we have to give. You have to give in order to get. It's nothing that you get is free but salvation.
And then, we also need to learn something from it. If I don't get anything else from this, I'm going to learn something from it. This lady used to tell me all the time, she said, fool me once, shame on me. I mean, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Shame
you know what I'm
on
saying?
You.
And then fool, right. Won't be no third time. You see what I'm saying? But God, he knew the type. He knew what he created. Like we'll say all the time, well, why I got to go through this? Because God know you. He know that if he don't take you through, well, some folks so hard-headed, stiff-necked, stubborn, until I got to take you through this to get you to this. I got to allow this to happen in your life in order for you to learn. But like I say all the time, let's not get lost in the storm. That's why it's important. That's why I asked my sisters on the phone today, because they're going to say the same thing I'm going to say. You need to be praying. Your faith needs to be to the flow. They say, oh, I'm getting weak. Well, bend your knees. That's why you're weak. Bend your knees, because God wants you to get on down there on the floor, get a little ugly, cry. A lot of people say, oh, it don't take all that. Why you got to cry? Everything got to be negative. No, this ain't about being negative. This is about going into a place with God where God is going to move on my behalf because he see me humble. I ain't coming to him like, God, now you know you need to work this out. Now, God, now, you know, who are you talking to? Mm-hmm. Who are you talking to? He don't have to do that for you. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. That means get closer to him. That means ask me what I want from you. Come on now. That means ask me what I need to do for you. What am I lacking in? That's a time that I call it a downtime. That's a time where you could be in that word. You can be getting more. You can be like them squirrels be getting them acorns. They be stocking up. Stocking up. That's a time where you stocking up. Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to get in that place. If we don't get in that place, then when that storm comes, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in some serious trouble. You know, my sisters today have really put some nuggets out there. But that big old nugget they really put out there was pray. Mm-hmm. Word of God say pray without ceasing. It say in everything is prayer and supplication. Mm-hmm. That means you doing some praying and you doing some, people don't like to say this, begging. Mm-hmm. Oh, we ain't got to, no. Because first of all, you out of the will of God. Some folk out of the will of God. You know what I'm saying? But they want God to move, like Sister Pat say. They want you to move instantly. They want God to do it now, Lord. Now, you've been out of his will for 2 years, but you want God to work in 2 seconds. But you don't want to pray. Well, then, again, people, I love this. I love it today. Hallelujah. This is My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. I want everyone that was touched by this broadcast today, I want you to email me. I want you to email me your comment at pastorj.jackson@live.com. I would love to read your comments on the air. You make a comment, we're going to react to the comment. I've been waiting. My husband has a testimony, and he's getting prepared to call in and share his as well. But my sisters today, I want to thank them for calling in and commenting on this topic, because God is a miracle working God. And our pastor says all the time, the word will work if you work it. You have to work that word. You can't just read it and you ain't being about it. You got to work that word. Faith without works is dead. And we are really trusting God to do some great things in this time. If you're watching the news, if you are paying attention to the news, you realize that it's a lot of things going on with the children being kidnapped, killed, and they are not just. Even the women coming out the supermarkets, they are not just being mugged by men. It's a group of women now mugging women. I'm talking about that's the times that we are living in. You got the women mugging. They're going to knock you upside your head and take your stuff. This is the day and time we are in. Oh, my husband is on the line now. Hello, Brother Jackson.
How you doing, Pastor Jackson?
I'm doing fine. That's my honey dumpling. I call it my honey dumpling.
Give it all praise and honor to God. Sister Williams and Pastor St. Mary, may God bless y'all and all y'all endeavors. And I'm calling because I'm a miracle myself, what the Lord has done for me, because I had a blood clot in my intestine, and the Lord blessed me so that it didn't go upward, it went downward. And he had blessed some doctors to come in and do some emergency surgery on me at this time because I was in a world of trouble. But before I went in to the operating room, I had said these words to my wife, you know, baby, I'm going to let God go in first, and I'm going to go in behind him, because he in control of everything at this present. Even my life was in the God's hand, and he had blessed these surgeons to be skillful enough to save me. And I thank God for each and every day he has allowed me to continue to live on his earth. And these wonderful ladies that have spoke on the program today had some good words of wisdom. And people need to really just take heed in what they're saying. You know, they just not just speaking on air just to be speaking. They're trying to bring some togetherness with people that need some help. And like they say, if you pray a prayer to God, he's listening. He don't have no deaf ear to the word, but you have to come to him humbling yourself to explain to him what's going on in your life that you need some straightening with. And then I would really like to say this to all the men that's listening out here on my gospel soul airwaves, that we as men, we need to start doing a little more in the church and doing a little more speaking about what God can do for someone. So if you got testimonies or you got something that's positive that you could tell a young brother or a young sister that needs to be turned in the right direction in which way they should be going, you know, because anybody can give you some bad words to say and some bad things to do. But like my mother always told me, trouble is hard, it's easy to get in, and it's hard to get out of. And if all these gentlemen that got your ears to the airways, call in and be mindful of what's going on, because I'd like to hear from some more men myself. You know, because ladies are calling in and expressing themselves, and these men is just sitting there listening. I know if you want a loaf of bread, you go over your mouth and say, honey, would you bring me a loaf of bread back? You know, so open your mind and speak about what God is doing in your lives and things, because New Covenant prayers went up to the Lord as well as mine, and Lord brought me right on back to New Covenant, back to my pastor, Ricky Gentry, and I'm sending a shout-out to him because I got much love for the man because he's an awesome man on fire for God, and he's a cut-and-dry minister. You know, this is how it go, and this way it don't go, and, you know, men got to stand up and be more men nowadays, you know. Put your backbone in it, you know. And but like I was saying, it was I was calling in to get that comment about myself. And don't get me wrong, you know, my welcome rug ain't always been clean either. You know what I'm saying? So it's time now to get your lives in order and before the trumpet sound too late for you. You know, so now is a good time to take care of your business with the Lord and be more respectful to yourself, so whereas you can give someone encouragement words. But I'm not going to be on there too long. I just want to call in and say to my lovely wife, which is the pastor, that I love you, and Sister St. Mary and Sister Williams, I got much love for y'all also. But may God continue to bless y'all and y'all endeavors. And I'm going to give a shout out to my brother Willis McKee. He might be online. That's my oldest brother that I love dearly, not, you know, just as well as my other siblings, but my oldest brother, got big respect for him, and I just want to give a shout out to him also. So may God bless and continue to listen to My Gospel Song with Pastor Janice Jackson.
Well, we thank God for that call from you, Honey Dumpling. The rest of that scripture states, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. We thank God for that call from my husband, and like he was saying, they cut out a blood clot, and that blood clot could have went up. And they told him, you're a very lucky man. And he was letting them know, no, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed because my life is in the master's hands. So we thank God for that. I thank God for my callers that called in today, Pastor St. Mary. Amen. Sister Williams. She on there.
Yes,
she's
ma'am,
on
I'm on here, but I got it on mute because I'm driving and it make a lot of noise, you know. And I
okay.
didn't want to interrupt, you know, what Brother Jackson was saying. You know, I thank God for him because he has a powerful testimony. And I like him because he tells it cut and dry. He don't sugarcoat it. He don't pull no punches. He tells it just like it is, and that's the way God wants us to be. He had a wonderful word today by Pastor Jackson and wonderful comments by Pastor St. Mary. You
Amen.
Know, and Pastor Jack, before you get off, the Spirit is unctioning me to ask you to pray for all of those who don't know how to call upon the name of God. And just give us a prayer right quick.
Amen. Lord, we come to you right now. Lord, just thanking you for all your many blessings, those seen and unseen. Lord, we just send a special prayer out right now to those that are going through, those that don't see a way out. They are hanging on the edge of hope. And, Lord, we just right now we ask, Lord, that you just give them an unction in their spirit to just say your name until it resonates in their belly. Say Jesus until it comes and pours out of their soul. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to just make your name great in their lives so they will understand that just by calling your name, the word of God says, if I don't know what else to say. Lord, we're giving them the name Jesus because in the name Jesus it means deliverance. In the name Jesus, it means power. In the name Jesus, it means love. In the name Jesus, it means that captives can be set free. So, Lord, we just pray right now, God, that right where they are sitting or in their cars, wherever they are listening at right now, Father, I pray for the listener that I have, glory to God, that called in from North Carolina. Lord, we just pray for him right now. He said that he is angry. He's hurting. He's hurting, Lord, and we just pray for his soul right now, his spirit right now, God, that you begin to work things out in his life, glory to God. Lord, we ask that you help people to apply you, apply you to their lives like they apply for a job in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you become just evident in their lives, that they get into your word. If they don't have a Bible, that they buy one, that they purchase one, they can go to the dollar store and get a Bible. So, Lord, we just pray right now, God, that when they open your word and that they, when they begin to read your word, that we pray for an understanding of the word. Lord, we pray for someone to get close to them that knows the word and that will begin to touch and agree, because you said, well, two or more gather, you'll be in the midst. And we thank you for, I thank you for my sisters on air today, God. Lord, bless them in the city and the field. Bless them going in and coming out, God. Bless them with more wisdom, glory to God, to pour out on these airways as we come forth. And we thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank all the listeners for tuning in to My Gospel Soul. And we want to let you know that we have some other upcoming shows. We're going to redo the show, Is Your Service to God or to Yourself? We're also going to do part two to Cheating in the Next Room. We're going to rerun some of these shows because we didn't get enough time to chew on some of these subjects. We want to, if you have taken these nuggets of wisdom and applied them to your life, we want you to email me at pastorj.jackson@live.com so we can read your comments. We can know that God is making a difference in your life. Even in some of the areas that we have touched on that have been life issues, we want you to, if you have a question, if you're going through some, we want you to write in, and whoever it is to, whether it be to me, the host, whether it be to Pastor St. Mary, or whether it be to Sister Patricia Williams, I will get those messages to her as well. Sister Patricia Williams, when you are more comfortable, I want you to give your email over there, but that's when you're more comfortable. And so that people can, if they have a comment for you, they can email you. But Pastor St. Mary, I want you to email me, and I will make sure that she comments on your message as well. And we want to thank you all for tuning in this Thursday evening at 4 o'clock Central Time. I'm coming out of Houston, Texas, live, and this is My Gospel Soul.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. Oh, yeah. My gospel soul.
Real issues.
Real people.
Bringing the news to your ears.
Right.
Live Talk Radio.
What does your soul
bring in the news to your ears?
This is the place.
Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me.
Go.
Janice Jackson.
Go.
On My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The gospel hour of power. I bring power.
Bringing the news to your ears.
Your
Blog Talk Radio.
Hard-hitting discussion.
Hello?
Oh, what's going on? Oh, Pastor Jackson, I'm sorry.
The show is going off.